Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless.
Last Thursday, as a church and as a church staff, we celebrated Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is the last Thursday of every November, and it's really a day set aside to thank God for his goodness towards us. And I started this tradition when I married Chantel 14 years ago. She's American. It's an American tradition, and we have quite a few Americans on staff, so we decided to adopt this holiday, and it's been absolutely fantastic because it really takes us back to what life's all about, really, which is gratitude. And I love Thanksgiving. And I just thought, the final chapel, what should we do? Well, I thought we'd have a night of Thanksgiving. Actually say thank you to God, thank you to one another. And I tell you what, this has been a miracle year. What God has done in our church, what God has done amongst us, the influence what God has given us this year. 2020 has been our best year yet. 2020, God has built his church, as we prophesy. He would build his church, and there's no doubt about it. So I thought, what should we do on the final chapel of 2020? The Bible says it is good to give thanks to the Lord. So we're going to take some time out to say thank you tonight. And thanksgiving is what flows out of a thankful heart. Whatever is in your heart will flow out of it. And often our hearts can get so full of need and want what we don't have. Our hearts can get full of comparison, what someone else has got, someone else's car, someone else's house, someone else's holiday. We can get so full of comparison. But let me tell you, when gratitude is in your heart, gratitude will flow out of your heart. And Psalmist said that it is good to give thanks. Psalm 92, verse 1. And I don't know about you, but life can get full on. Doing the school run, the pickups, getting to work, meetings, catching up on social media, all the things our days are full of. And, you know, it can be very easy to forget to say thank you. And so I wanted tonight, I'm just going to speak for 5 or 6 minutes, and then we're going to say thank you. And we're going to thank God for specific things in our life. And I don't want you just hear me right now. Please don't let this be ambience in the background of your life tonight. Bring this message to the forefront, because I believe this message can do something in your family, your life, in your marriage. And so tonight I want to press pause on life. Okay, I want us all just to press pause. Everyone say press pause. And whatever's going on in your lounge, living room, kitchen, just press pause, because I believe God wants to do something. Psalm chapter 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. You know what I've found with thankfulness is thankfulness changes the atmosphere. Thankfulness will change the atmosphere of your home, your business, your factory. Thankfulness will change the atmosphere of wherever you work in. And you know, it's impossible to be thankful and depressed. I've tried it. I've had some down days, and often my down days is because I've lost focus on gratitude. It is impossible to be thankful and depressed. So tonight I'm believing that thankfulness will be a game changer, a mood changer. You might have struggled with your moods today. Let me tell you, he is the lifter of your head. Thankfulness will change your year, your life. You might have tried a book, a pill, a seminar. I want to give you a dose of thankfulness, a dose of gratitude tonight. You know, it's amazing. Joy always attaches itself to gratitude. Every time I'm full of gratitude, I'm full of joy. So here's just really quickly, I'm going to talk on a heart of thankfulness, a heart of gratitude. You can call it what you want. I'm going to give you 3 ways to keep a heart of gratitude. Number one is this. Gratitude or thankfulness can never stay silent. You can't be silently thankful. When my wife cooks me a beautiful dinner, okay, I can't sit there silently going, oh, this is incredible. No, I've got to vocalize it. I've got to speak it out. She's shouting at me. It's her birthday. She can do whatever she wants today. It's my birthday next week, and I'll get my own back. Psalm 107. David again, he says this. He said, oh, that we would give thanks to the Lord. You know, he repeats that cry 5 times. 5 times in 1 chapter. It's getting our attention. He's trying to drive home the issue that thankfulness can never stay silent. Oh, I told my wife I loved her on the wedding day. She knows. No, she doesn't. Thankfulness can never stay silent. You know, God has given us 87,000 seconds a day. I wonder how many of them we use to say thank you. I wonder how many of them we use to say those two words. By the way, if you're single, here's a little tip. Are you ready? Thankfulness is attractive. It's an attractive quality. If you're moping your head, I am single, I'm never going to get anyone. By the way, you won't with a confession like that. But when you're thankful what God has given you, it's amazing. The blessing attaches itself to a spirit of gratitude. Thankfulness can never stay silent. I think we need to say thank you to Chantel on her birthday. So I'm going to invite her back because thankfulness, you need to come up, Chantel. Come on, don't be so silent, so slow. We've got you a little something, and we just wanted to, we could not, come on, this is the Lord. Amazing Super Cooper, Katie. Stay 2 meters goodness. Away from me and my
two
wife.
2 meters, Katie, please.
Okay, I want to keep the rules.
Oh.
But Katie, just say a few words.
Stop it.
Just be careful, 2 meters.
We're just so thankful for our Pastor Chantel. We absolutely love you. And I think everyone will agree. Pop it in the comments, say what you're thankful for. But your heart for people, the way you love us, the way you love us as church family, as individuals, the time that you give for every single one of us, it's just so heartfelt and it's so appreciated. And doesn't matter what's going on in your life, you always give out to others. And it's God's heart that shines through. So we just love you, and we just want to say we're thankful for you today. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, babe. Thank
you,
Katie.
Would you like to respond?
I would like to respond. I'm hearing what John's saying about thankfulness is never silent, you know, and you can't live a life. The two most important things that we teach our children is to remember to say please and thank you, because I know that they may not be the, you know, most educated, or they will be the most educated, but they may not have the answers for everything. But if they go through life saying please and thank you, and they'll go far. So thank you, everyone. I love you, and thank you for all the birthday messages. Okay, get back to your preach, babe.
Thank you. Thank you. Come on, put your hands together in the chat, in the room. Thankfulness can never stay silent. Okay, take a seat. Thankfulness can never stay silent. And number two is this. Thankfulness begins with thoughtfulness. To be thankful, you've got to be thoughtful. When we're unthankful, what happens is we push people out of our lives without even knowing it. But when we're thankful, we attract people. Paul put it like this in Romans 12:2. He says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you'll prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." Now, this is what I've found. Whatever I meditate on, now the word meditate means think about often. Whatever I think about often, whatever I meditate on is what I become. So if I meditate on being a golfer, I will become a golfer. If I meditate on whatever I'm deciding to think about, this is what I'll become in life. I can show you what you'll become by what you think about, what dominates your thoughts. Now here's the good news. Guess what happens if you meditate on being thankful? You become thankful. This is what Paul is saying, that you've got to meditate on those things which you're thankful for. How do you do that? Practical application. 1.0 coming up. Make a list. Make a list. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. That's got nothing to do with the message. I just thought about the song. You've got to make a list of the things you're thankful for. And every day, meditate on the list. Maybe God is saying tonight on this final chapel, if you start thanking me for things that you do have, I'll get to work on the things you don't have. For some of us, and I know for me, often I spend so much of my time thinking about what I don't have. And God is saying, hey, why don't you remember that thankfulness begins with thoughtfulness? Why don't you renew your mind, as Paul said, and start shifting your focus from what you don't have, what you want, into what you do have? Maybe you're struggling to think of something to be thankful for tonight. Well, if you're alive and watching this, you want to be thankful. The fact that we can worship God. The fact we've come out of lockdown. How good's that? Yeah, but life needs to get back to normal. Hey, this is a pretty cool first step. Let's be thankful today that it's not where we were last week. Let's be thankful that this Sunday we're going to be back in the room. Let's be thankful this week that we're still alive and we're loving God. You see, when we're thoughtful, we're thankful. We develop that heart of thankfulness. Number three. Thankfulness is never connected to my circumstances. You know, I've heard it said, and I've probably said it myself. I'll be thankful when. I'll be thankful when I get a job. I'll be thankful when I get a pay rise. I'll be thankful when. But Paul said to the church in Thessalonica, he said, oh, this is probably the most challenging scripture in that book. He said, in everything, give thanks. In everything, in lockdown, in hospital, in redundancy, in furlough, yes. Paul said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, Paul has got to be kidding. Has he ever met your boss? Has he met your teacher? Your lecturer at university? Has he met your mother-in-law? I miss you, Cindy. Call me. Aunt Chantel, it's her birthday. I'm still thankful for you. Could it be? Could it just be a thankful heart? Wait for this. We're going to land this now. Could it just be a thankful heart will accelerate the will of God in your life? Just put that scripture back. I just want to show the connection here, that your circumstances and a heart of gratitude, they're not connected. It says, in everything, give thanks, in the good days and the bad days, on the rainy days and the sunny days, when I'm in the pit or when I'm in the palace, wherever I am, I'm going to give thanks. And here's the connection. It says, for this is the will of God. You might have lost your job, but I want to encourage you to begin to lift your hands and begin to say, God, I'm thanking you, even though I'm in a season of drought and lack and I feel like I have nothing. God, I thank you. And thankfulness and blessing are connected at the hip. I would encourage you, if you're lacking in blessing, up your gratitude. If you're struggling, up your gratitude. If you're feeling down, up your gratitude. If you're feeling depressed, up your gratitude. If you're feeling like you can't go on, begin to lift your hand, stand up in your living room, and begin to say, God, I thank you. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. God, you're bringing me out of this situation. Thankfulness can never stay silent. Thankfulness begins with thoughtfulness, and thankfulness is never connected to my circumstances. Now, I want you to stand. I know it's a bit weird at home. I've been there. It is weird. This is a moment where we're going to say thank you. A couple of the team are going to come up and they're specifically going to be thankful to God. This isn't going to be a night where we ask God for anything. All we're going to do is say thank you. Tonight, we're not going to even put a request up. All we're going to do is say thank you. Thank you for carrying me through 2020. Thank you for bringing me out the other side. Thank you for taking care of my family. Thank you, Lord, that you brought me through some of the darkest days, some of the darkest moments of my life. Thank you that I've still got my job. Thank you that you still love me. Thank you that your grace has found me. Thank you that you are more than enough. Come on, all together, let's lift our spirit.
Come on. From the outset, we knew it was going to be one of those nights, and I hope you already can just hear God speaking to you. And as I was here being led in worship, God was just asked me to be thankful for something that I thought was a little bit different. And I'm going to encourage you to be thankful for it. And he said, be thankful for those mountains in your life. Be thankful for those tests in your life. And I was like, what? You know those things that we've been praying against for so long? And God just showed me a scripture. It's 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says this, it's out of Passion Translation, but it says, we all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being. But God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, the nature, and the timing of every test or trial you face so that you can bear it. And this is where it gets good. And each test is an opportunity to trust Him more. For along with every trial, God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously. I thought that was an incredible scripture. And I know so many of you guys are experiencing things that maybe you've never even thought about being thankful for. But tonight, I wonder if you can just change perspective. I wonder if you can say, God, instead of praying for you to deliver me from them, which I know you will because that's what your word says, I'm actually going to thank you for the strength that you've allowed me to gain by facing them. I'm just going to thank you for the wisdom that I've grown in for experiencing this. Because let me tell you, every trial that you faced, every test that you're experiencing, there's going to be a testimony that comes out of it. You're going to come out of it different and God's going to use it. Why? Because God uses all things for good to those that love Him. And if you love Him, you can trust God in that. You can be confident that He is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. So no matter what's going on, let's right now, let's say, God, I'm going to be thankful because you can see something that I can't see. So hey church, would you pray with me? Maybe you know exactly what it is. Maybe you've got your notebook in front of you. Write down what that thing is. Write down what that test is. Write down what that trial is. But tonight we're going to allow God to change our mindset on it. We're going to allow God to just speak to us. And I believe that we're going to see things differently after this moment of prayer. So God, there are things in our lives that have caused people to cry themselves to sleep. And God, that breaks your heart and you don't take pleasure in hurting and brokenness. But God, I thank you that you look at us like a father looks at us and you can see the growth, you can see the skills, you can see the character, you can see the wisdom that people are growing in. So God, I pray tonight that we'll have a spirit we can say we can thank you. And whatever we're facing, why? Because we know that you're using it for good. We know that you're turning things around. So God, I pray for fresh perspective for people. They're going to see things in a different way, and that in itself is going to give them strength to face another day. So God, we thank you that you're moving. We thank you that you haven't forsaken us and you haven't forgotten us. I thank you that you've got a plan, and like your word says, that you're going to give us the strength we need to face it. And you've also got a plan on the way out, that this season isn't going to last forever. There is going to be an end. But most importantly, you are victorious. Why? Because it's who you are. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And every name and every tongue will confess that you are King. You are Lord of Lords. So we thank you for it. We worship your name. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving because of who you are and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship together.
God's just been challenging me today about being thankful for love. I'm so thankful for the love of my family, the love of my husband, the love of my children, the love of my friends, the love of this church family, the love of our pastors, the love that's been lavished on us in this season. But more than that, there's a love way bigger than that. And in Psalm 136, it says this: give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. There is a whole psalm dedicated to the promise of God's love for you, repeated over and over again. And God wants to speak it over you and into your heart this evening. His love endures forever. It lasts forever. It will never go. It will never change. Because God can't change. He is love. So whether you felt loved, whether you felt lonely, this year's been crazy in every way. You might have felt so far away from loved ones. You might have felt so close to loved ones that it was a little bit too much. But what I can tell you this is, wherever you're at tonight, God loves you. His love is never going to leave you, and it's never going to change. It endures forever. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It goes on to say, give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, his love endures forever. Let's believe, let's really raise our faith tonight. What is it you're believing for? Is it love that's lost? Is it feeling lonely? Is it feeling isolated? Is it feeling far away from God? His love is there for you right now, and we have access to it. Father, we just pray right now. We just come to you, Lord. Father, we rest in your love, in your promise. Your promise of love that will never change, that will never leave us, that is here to stay. Thank you that as we draw close to you in this moment, as we reached out to you, Lord, you draw close to us. Father, may we feel your love right where we are now, right where we're sitting, right where we're standing, however we're listening, Lord. May we feel your love. May it wash us afresh. May it give us courage. May it give us strength. May it give us new purpose. May it give us new hope. Lord, we are so thankful for the love that you give us, because it's unconditional. It's not about anything we could do. It's not about what we have done. It's not about what we haven't done. It's about who you are. And so, Lord, we are so thankful, and we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, and we thank you for your love. You know, John, when you were praying just then, I really felt like someone, whoever's watching tonight, that you have been struggling with your purpose. You have been struggling with knowing what's next. What's next for me? What's left for me? It feels like everything else around me has failed. I want to encourage you today that God is on your side. And you know what? The purpose for all of our lives here, living on this earth, breathing, living beings, God's creation, our purpose here is simply to look more like Jesus. To look more and more like Jesus. When you go to the grocery store, look a little bit more like Jesus. When you're speaking and loving on your children, just look a little bit more like Jesus. That is our purpose in this life, to look a little bit more like Jesus. And I just want to read this one scripture here in 2 Corinthians 4. It says this, all this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, listen, therefore, do not lose heart. Come on. Do not lose heart today. Though outwardly we are wasting away, and some of us might feel outwardly we're wasting away. I'm 39 today, and then sometimes I feel like I'm wasting away. But you know, listen, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Don't you forget that God is doing more on the inside of you than on the outside. Be strong and courageous. He's got plans, and he's got a purpose for you to look more like his son Jesus. So keep going, stay strong, keep giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.